This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Global cases of the coronavirus have passed 80,000 and deaths have surpassed 2,600. U.S. military officials in South Korea confirmed Wednesday the first infection of a service member. The military says the 23-year-old soldier is stationed at a U.S. Army base near Daegu, the epicenter of South Korea's outbreak. He's been placed in self-quarantine at his off-base residence while officials investigate.
So we're going to know everywhere the service member and his family have been over the last week. It's a lot more than case number one because this person, of course, is active in our community. I mean, he's a very direct member of our community. There's going to be a lot more places on that.
At some bases near the outbreak, U.S. soldiers have been prevented from non-essential off-base travel. Hong Kong's government is proposing a nearly $1,300 cash handout for each resident over 18 years old. The money is to help alleviate hardships brought on by the spreading viral outbreak and prolonged political protests. Parts of northern Italy are on lockdown following an outbreak and at least seven deaths in the region as Europe struggles to contain coronavirus outbreaks. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA from London.
Northern Italy is the epicenter of Europe's coronavirus outbreak. In the regions of Lombardy and Veneto, several small towns have been put on lockdown and 50,000 people have been told to stay at home. But with new cases reported in other Italian regions and in Spain and Switzerland, health authorities are struggling to contain the virus. Iran is one of the worst affected nations outside China, with hundreds of infections and more than a dozen confirmed deaths. South Korea is also badly hit, and the US government has advised against all non-essential travel there. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News.